Welcome to Tota Talk Podcast. It's your host, Queen V and Yoni.
Whether you have a Tota or anything in between, join us every other Thursday as we share our thirsty, dirty, 30 stories.
Don't forget to follow us on the social at Tota Talk.
Juicy.
Well, you know, they say no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. But is your neighbor giving out secret clues that they're actually swingers?
After all this little research, my goodness, there are so many signs. And if you are looking, we're here to educate you on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we learned quite enough about this whole swinging family community.
Definitely a tribe of people.
Oh, yeah. You pretty much don't think it's happening, but it's everywhere. Even if, you know, you're driving down the street, make sure you're looking out for flamingos on the yard, in the front yard, pineapples. What was the other one?
Gnomes.
Garden gnomes.
And what is it? Pink and purple.
Pink and purple decor outside. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. How about the garden pampas? Just grass, just regular grass, just growing in the front yard was indicating that you were a swinger.
Where does that normally grow?
I don't know. I did see it on TikTok up north on the side of the road.
Like in Florida?
I don't know. But they were using, I think as in season now, and people were getting it to make like fall decor. So, but apparently you know, it's not common in your, what's the word I'm looking for?
In your garden center,
because, you know, people are relating it to swinging now. And, you know, you plant one of those, who's going to come knocking on your door?
Jehovah's Witness.
I wonder if that really happens. Do you really think that's, you know, would you do it if you saw someone had all the clues of a flamingo holding a pineapple
on a purple pond. Like a gnome with a pineapple in hand riding a flamingo.
In a purple pond.
Yes.
Would you knock?
No, I don't think so. I mean, well, it's always interested me, the whole, like, having, you know, two guys at once type of deal. But no, I don't think I can. Only because I tend to have fun with one person, and the little times that I've had a threesome, which is definitely not like a swinger type of relationship, but the few times that I have been with someone else, it's not been that fun for me. I tend to like to sleep with someone that I at least get to know a little bit before that kind of stuff happens. I mean, I don't know how long I would have to know this person, but definitely longer than just like the first night meeting type of deal. You know what I mean?
You never had a one-night stand?
A one-night stand where like I go out, I meet someone, and then I bring them home or I go to their place that same night? No.
No, and then you never spoke to them again?
No. I would meet the person. We would always chat it up for a bit. We would get to know each other a little bit. And then, yeah, we would do the dupe. And then they would disappear afterwards. But it was never like I meet someone that same night, take them home. Like, no. I would never done that. No.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't know. It's not that I'm a prude by any sense of the imagination, but yeah, my brain doesn't function like that.
But there's so much other than just thinking, hey, you know what? Yeah, we're just going to fuck and that's it.
Right.
There's also like the swinging, the soft swapping and close and open door. So, I mean, it's all how you perceive and what you feel comfortable at the time, really.
What is this soft swapping?
It's the same same situation, just, you know, no hard penetration, just like,
I don't know, why would you do that? I feel like that is such a tease.
I mean, have you not been in a relationship where the guy can fuck but can't kiss?
Yes.
Okay, maybe that's why. It's like, yo, my man got a dick, but he can't kiss. Can I kiss yours? You can have the dick. Maybe that's what it is for. Oh, you know?
Yeah, good
There's
point.
certain people kiss differently, and they really, some guys kiss like,
Some are just terrible.
yeah, like,
Some are
oh,
just
now that I think
terrible.
about it. Yeah. Oh, yuck. Yeah, I wasn't really much of a kisser though with anyone, to be honest with you. Like, it's not much of a thing for me.
I mean, kissing, I like kissing. I don't really like too much tongue action. Like, there was this one dude that just kept like jabbing me with his tongue. Like, that was just like, what are you, like a oil drill guy? Like, calm the fuck down. I don't need you to like be, you're gonna poke somebody's eye out if you keep doing that. And so, I mean, but for the most part, I don't care for too much tongue, but I do like a good kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what, the swap-swapping, if anything,
You know, my shit escalates
maybe.
quickly. Like, we start this, the kissing is just to be like, it's just my consent. Like, yes, I am down for this. And then let's move on to bigger and better things, you know?
I mean, now that I'm doing this research, I was like, hold on, was my parents into this? Like, I was looking into it, and I'm like, for women, it was wearing an anklet bracelet, or a toe ring or thumb rings, and I'm like, wait, my mom had all that.
Tremenda
Yeah, like,
puta.
hello, like, hey, madre, what were you up to?
Your mom sounds like she's so oblivious to things. It's probably like a swinger couple was telling her, you should wear these things. You should do that to see if maybe she'll
She
go
would go
into
along
it.
with
And,
it. I believe it. I freaking believe it. I believe it. I mean, and they also say for like the married couple that they switch their ring to the right hand. That's another one. So now I'm gonna be like, looking out, driving, looking for these signs and these rings and being like, oh, I've heard about you guys.
Was it time for an
I've talked
interview?
about you guys.
Would you be open to a swinging relationship?
I would be. I definitely feel like I can be emotionally detached to situations, so I don't think it'll be difficult for me at all, to have some swinging relationship be successful. Yeah, because I'm very emotionally detached, so
It's because
I really just
you're an Aquarius, no, an Aries.
Aquarius, oh, Aquarius,
Aquarius,
yeah.
yeah.
So it's, for me, it's like, hey, have your fun. Oh, especially if I'm gonna be sleeping, you might have to partake, and I can take my sleep or do. Yep, go
Have
ahead.
to admit, there have been moments where I see my married friends and or my friends with, you know, long-term relationships that they're kind of just tired of the same old, and then I'm thinking to myself, like, you know what, I can be the Thursday wife, you know, why, like, if as long as the dude can does it traditionally, right, like he has to have separate houses and he has to be able to provide for each wife or whatever, I'll be the Thursday wife and I'll flex, like, you want to take my Thursday, I'll
Flexible.
flex day, it's cool, like, it's perfectly fine. But then at the same time, like, no, I do have a slightly jealous bone in my body where I want to feel like we're committed to each other and we don't like to go outside of that, which is fucked up for me saying that I was, you know, I've always been the cheater in relationships or whatever. But yeah, I like knowing I'm the only one, and vice versa. I think it's more special that way.
I don't want to say, I mean, if it's special for you, great. I think more so, I think it's a sense of security. At least for me, because I'm like I said, I'll be open to it, but as soon as I feel threatened, like, no, I'm cutting the bitch's head off. It's not gonna happen.
Because you mentioned that, I know a couple that are active swingers. She had children from a previous marriage. I don't know about his situation, but they are together now. They are not married, but they are swingers and they do enjoy that lifestyle. They're the type of couple that likes another couple to come into the bedroom with them, go, you know, whatever. And that's pretty much it. So they look for certain types of people that are also swingers, but they don't want a relationship with these people. They just want to be able to have sex, certain time, certain day, let's meet up, let's have sex, and then they don't really talk to each other. So are there different levels to this community?
I think so. I mean, I think it all depends on how comfortable and how much you trust your partner, because a swinging relationship can really turn into a polyamorous relationship real quick. And that's already when you have emotional feelings and you love the person, you know, you're inviting them to family gatherings and taking trips, versus a swinging lifestyle is more, you know, sexual. So why do you have to communicate to them outside of that? You know, at least that's how I see it, and I can see how other people would see it that way. If we're just fucking, bitch, don't text me the next day talking about how's your day. Like, no.
None of your business.
Yeah.
Like, your dick is not in my mouth. You don't need to know how I'm doing.
Exactly.
Got it. And you know, it's
Exactly.
funny. Now that you mentioned that, there's also, so you know, I used to work as a travel agent, uber rich people, right? And I think I told you the story that there was this. He would book trips for Sarah, and then his wife would call in, who's not Sarah, and would book a trip with Pablo, who's not her husband. And then sometimes they would go on trips, all of them together, you know, one king bed. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's really uncomfortable because four people, no matter how small you are, that's. I don't know how that worked because it was always one room. Maybe they, well, yeah, they had suites and stuff like that, so they probably put them in a rollaway or something. Un
Bing bum boom in the closet. You're gonna go in the closet.
So I guess that would be the polyamorous relationship where it's the husband and the wife have their own side, their side pieces, but sometimes the side pieces get mixed up into like one pot pie, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the thing. I think that would be then when it start causing issues, right? When you want to be with that person, but then that person's tied up, you know, with the other one, and now you're like, wait, you know, that was my man. Now it's not really my man. It's our man. So it's I
Yeah.
can so the whole swinging part of it, I think I'd be more okay too than the whole poly. But I mean, even to that, like now there's I think mainly now because of social media, mainstream, and all that, like there's unicorns out there. These unicorns are pretty much not very hard to find nowadays, and they do play a major part in the community because they're ready and willing to just be a part of it all.
So explain to me the unicorn. What does that mean?
So it's a person who identifies who would either be with a couple or a girl on girl or a guy on guy.
They're open to
So
everything.
they, yeah, so they're, you know, open sexually and ready, and the whole term in itself, I think, is really picked up over time. And if you look through Instagram, you see people with their little unicorn icon on their profile. And that's how you're able to identify
Another symbol.
another
These
symbol.
swingers are full of symbols.
Yeah.
They're not leaving any symbols for anybody else.
Nope.
They're just taking over and they want everybody to swing their way. So there's the polyamorous type of swinger. There's, what was the other one? You said the mon
Well, no,
the
monogamy is just when you don't really want to.
when you're not swinging.
Yeah, when it's just that is the man and the bone for the rest of your life, till
Got
death do
it.
you part.
Got it.
Yep.
I don't know, dude. I've never been with someone. Well, I mean, I have. My ex, we were together for a very long time. However, you know, he wasn't monogamous. So I guess it wasn't a monogamous relationship because he did cheat and he did like to bring other people into the mix. And then at the same time, he claimed to love me. So I guess I was just confused. I was also young. And I know that he did try to, like, I don't know. I think if I would have let him, if he had his way, he would have started a cult and just had like a bunch of women living in a compound type of deal.
Now, would you be the head of them? What do you think?
Probably not, since I didn't give him a child. He probably would have made his baby mama the head one. But I would have maybe have been like, I would have had a role. I would have been like the recruiter or something, like, or the treasurer. I would have been the treasurer of the compound. Would that still be considered swinging though? Or that, I think it just like
That's you're in a cult, okay? You're
it
being forced. You know, behind closed doors, you're being forced, okay? Yeah, that's funny. I mean, how about back in the days in the 70s, because I was not gonna be born in the 70s, but researching this, you know, they were having these key parties. I mean, now I think it would be very judgy because every the keys have the actual logo on them now. Right, like, cause my key has my car logo, your key has your car logo.
Ain't fucking the Kia.
Like, yeah, like I don't want, like, the Honda has the whole H on it, you know? Like, so you put all these
Bad
keys in a
design.
bowl,
Oh
people are
yeah.
gonna be very selective of these.
Explain the key party.
So
Explain the
these
key
key
party.
parties, and it's not the kilo keys, you know, not that kind of key party, the car key parties. The car key parties, back in the 70s, where the men would put their car keys in a bowl, and the woman would pick up the key of their preference, and they would go home with that guy. Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting, and I can see why. Yeah, no, I ain't choosing the beater. At least get a nice rental and, you know, bring it to the party. But I mean, it was in the 70s. It was before AIDS and all that good stuff and all the other junk that has come out of having promiscuous sex, I guess. And at the same time, like, whatever, we're gonna jump into a rabbit hole. I think it's all made up by the government, but all these diseases and shit was just to stop people from having sex. But we're not a conspiracy theory type of podcast, so let's move on. But yeah, that's
That's
interesting.
interesting. Now, nowadays, I don't think a key party would actually work,
No, the car
you
fob would
know. And
fuck
I
you
don't
up,
have
man.
keys because I don't have a house key either. So, a
Maybe
shoe party. You
you
just put
can
your shoe
just
like Cinderella.
your
Put your
shoe,
shoe, and then you
which
pick
one
the shoe.
fits? Even then, I would judge the shoe. Like, what if it's something, you know, it's like you're gonna the Yeezy or I don't know, like a fucking the Shaquille
About the
O'Neal
boxers, can you
sneaker or
imagine
something?
having like a party and then be like, okay, all guys, put your boxers in this basket, and then you go and pick out the boxers.
Know, we have to smell them. I
Oh
mean, we'll
my
see.
God.
Which one smells like nickels, so you know they're not circumcised. Oh my goodness. Well, the shoe won't work either, though, because you'll pick the biggest shoe, you know? Like,
I don't think that's true. I really don't think that, you
I
know.
think so.
You think so? I
I
don't think
think so. I
so.
think it has to do with proportions, you know?
I don't think so.
Like, yeah, you haven't seen.
No, I don't think that's true.
I think so. I mean, unless they have modified their body, right? Like, if they've taken steroids and stuff like that, you know, that, like, you know, those bodybuilders and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that, but I think either way, you know, it's 'cause you never fucked a Chinese guy. Chinese guy.
It's my fault.
Yeah.
It's your fault for not fucking an Asian dude.
I could, like, you know, like that whole theory of, you know, the shoe, you know, what they say about a guy with big feet, you know.
But you're gonna tell me that tall Chinese basketball player Yao Ming or whatever his name
Oh
is?
God, not okay. No one is that size. Okay, like
How
that is.
big do you think his is?
You imagine it's tiny?
I imagine it to be like an udon noodle, you know, like the fat
Maybe there's a
noodle.
picture online.
I doubt it. He's so clean cut. But I imagine it to be like, you know, like one of those fat noodles that you get in
What's
ramen.
his name?
I have no idea. I just said Yao Ming. That is so
That's
fucked
not.
up. And watch it.
I think
It's not
it
Yao Ming. I
is.
don't
Yao
think.
Ming is a basketball player.
Is he really?
Yeah,
I
Yao
totally
Ming likes
guessed
to.
that.
Yeah.
Is he really tall? He's supposed to be really
He
tall.
is really tall. Let me see. So there's a whole Reddit question. Is how is Yao Ming penis? Oh, where'd it go? So it said, is Yao Ming's penis huge because he's 7'6" or tiny because he's Asian?
We need answers, people. We need them.
Let's do some math, shall we? Average size of an Asian ding 7 inches. Average size of 7'6" man ding dong is 6.8 inches.
You think that, like, if they
No.
had a small dick, they would be a little like, you know what? I'm not gonna show up with this little ding-a-ling
Honestly,
to this
no. I
group
feel like
party.
it all comes down to your self-confidence. You know, if you have self-confidence and you can eat some goddamn punani, like, you don't need a dick if you can eat punani. Like, how do you think lesbians get through?
Dildos.
And eating.
Yeah, and scissoring.
No, I don't think so.
You
Not
don't
so
think they
much the
scissor?
scissoring. Not so much
I
the
only know about
scissoring.
scissoring because of South Park. Scissor me. Yeah. Okay. See, I would think, I don't know. We would have to ask a guy and see like if that would, well, we have to ask a swinger guy and see if it would make a difference or if it ever made a difference. Because I guess in the community itself, right? Like you can be a swinger, but like you were saying, the soft touch thing. So there's different levels to it. Like maybe they're a swinger that just likes to eat box, or there's
Well,
a.
there's even sugar daddies out there that, well, they're old, so their shit don't get hard.
Explain this.
Their
Yeah.
dick don't get hard.
So they just pay for
They
what?
just pay for you to rub on them and get on them and just kind of like, body to
Interesting.
body warmth, and they ain't getting hard. They're old, so enjoy while you can.
Interesting. How much do they pay? What's the going rate?
I mean, it all depends who you come across, But that's not even with the whole like sugar guy, like that's you don't have to ha I don't feel like you have to have a big dick, just the self-confidence and be respectful of your partner and trust your partner because I can say that you can be fulfilled by one person, but there's certain situations or scenarios where you might find someone else attractive and you may want to be open to it. And all you have to do is communicate to your partner. It's like, can you go grab that person? Check their wedding band. What hand is
Something right.
it on? You never know. I mean, it's now, I mean, I feel like I'm definitely going to be paying attention whether I would reach out to them or not. It depends. I don't know.
Interesting. Well, that's another thing too. Where do you find these people? Do you have to like real estate and just drive around looking for
Well,
flamingos and
it
shit?
actually said that real estate agents, some are familiar with the swinging community because of, the flamingos and gnomes, the pampas, everything kind of giving it out. And they actually sell pineapple doorknobs.
Wow.
Yeah, so hey,
So that you know,
so that you know,
this is where the key party is
this is
at.
where is it? This is it.
And
So.
swingers can only, it's only a swinger if you're in a couple, like you can't be a single swinger.
No, that's a unicorn
That's it.
or
Oh,
a
that's right.
hoe.
Okay. Or a
Oh,
hoe. Got it. Well, I guess.
I mean, that's another thing too. I don't know because you're in a relationship. You're openly swinging, meaning that you both are seeing someone, right? Or you both are open to being with someone. But how about like the side bitch? I feel like of the weight off of the main bitches.
Yes, but the side bitch is usually, the wife doesn't usually know about the side bitch. Or if she does know about the side bitch, it's not in great detail. It's more like, yeah, he fucks around with somebody. I really don't approve of it, but like I live
Comfortably.
typically speaking, yeah, you're being taken care of and you have other responsibilities that keep you attached to this person and you know that they have a side thing. So that's, I would say, a side thing. I don't think that's a swinging relationship.
No, it's not. But now if they're both seeing someone out of the relationship, I guess that would be more like polyamorous, right? But
I would guess
at
so,
this
yeah.
point, maybe they're just being revengeful towards each other.
You mean if each couple had their own side thing, but they're still technically
Yeah.
together? I don't know if it's being vengeful. I think some people, they get married and then they realize that they're not going to be fulfilled with each other, but at the same time, there's no real animosity there for them to start splitting up assets, finances, everything, especially if you've been married for a long time. Shit builds up.
Yeah.
Businesses get accrued, and sometimes it's just easier to just have a mutual understanding and do things your own way without necessarily having to get anyone else involved and having to like split everything up. What's
Yeah.
the point? Two mortgages, two everything, like
Yeah,
it's so stupid.
I mean, I guess I can agree to that. It really, I mean, I always say if you're not happy, definitely find somewhere else to be happy. You make your own happiness. So as long as you're okay with it, but sometimes it's just about communicating. Maybe if you were just communicating with each other, like, hey, you know what, let's try something out together instead of doing it separately, maybe that would elevate the relationship to a whole different level.
Yeah, and I think it goes both ways, right? Like you're saying, not only being open to tell your partner what it is that you want, but also being open to receiving what your partner wants. If it's different from what you're normally used to, well, you decided to be with this person. If you're married, you decided to marry this person. I would have hoped that this conversation would have happened before you decided to, you know, take the plunge and get married. But at the same time, it's having that open-minded, candid conversation that is important to have. And if at the end of the day, like, even if you do have it and shit still gets stale, at the very least, have the conversation again. I'm like, you know what? We tried.
Yep.
It isn't really working.
Yep.
How about we just do it together but separate?
Yep.
I'm sure that'll work too.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you communicate, like I said, with the whole swinging community, that their marriages are so much stronger than relationships that are being monogamous. And again, they're not being cheated on because you're in monogamy and then you have a high percent chance of, you know, you being cheated on. So what's that relationship like, you know? I mean, some people prefer to just be left in the dark and just be like, okay, that's fine. But it's all about being honest with each other. And on top of that, they climax more, right? So who doesn't want to come more?
Yeah, I don't know. You know? I mean, said no one ever.
No one ever. There's actually, I think there's like an actual disease that you come every second or every something.
Oh, then have that you person seen that? Might have said that. Yeah.
I think there is like a disease. I think I saw it on TV once that you like come all the time.
Yeah, I've seen that shit. You've like seen on Dr. Phil or something. I don't know.
That is ridiculous.
That must be so uncomfortable. How do you even live like that?
The thing is that there's people who have not orgasmed and they're probably in a deathbed right now and you're coming every second. Like,
can you share the wealth?
With the world?
Yeah, I would totally feel bad if for someone, I mean, climaxing is
it's a huge part of
your
bodily functions, you know? It releases stress. It releases, like, it's just this whole euphoria and it gives you the happy hormone, you know?
Oxytocin?
Yeah, don't say oxy. Oh, my God. Oh, actually, I have to make a phone call.
One thing I do want to say from that friend that is a swinger is most swingers that she meets, they're couples, so they're only looking for couples. Most people need to be on drugs or drunk or something like that, and that really just irritates her because she says it takes away the fun. Like, I don't have to drink or take drugs in order to enjoy the fact that I'm with multiple people or that my partner is with another girl, whatever. They get enjoyment out of even doing it, but most people have to like that feeling of whatever. What do you call that?
Anxiety or the nervous.
Yes,
yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Yeah, because I've never had a one-night stand sober. So I can say I don't think I'll have a one-night stand sober.
Nothing. Like, drinking alcohol, like when you're a little drunk, when you're in that right stage of drunk.
Yeah. So I can see that. I mean, and I feel also maybe a lot of people too, maybe just jump into the whole swinging lifestyle or try it for the first time and they're immediately already socially drinking in the situation. Mm-hmm. So I can see how that can happen. Or even, I mean, I think now it's just socially everyone kind of does it and it's kind of, you kind of presume that everyone's doing it and drinking and on drugs and shit.
True.
I mean, but I wonder.
But at the end of the day, there's nothing to feel guilty about because, and again, it has to be all consensual, right? So you and your partner have to communicate the fact that you guys want to start doing this whole swinging thing. And then you would expect the other people that are coming into the swinging community to also have had this conversation, and it's a mutual understanding that this is just sex, or this is the start of a of a cultish compound, or this is the start of, a polyamorous relationship, and just communicating it is what's most important. But that guilt, I think, is why they try to mask it with alcohol or drugs. And how healthy is that?
And I think the only reason why someone will try to hide their mask is because essentially both parties were not okay with it. One was doing it for the other, and they're like, well, in order for me to do this, I need to be under the influence. And I can't really be there emotionally, physically, or mentally.
Well, that's why I thought maybe the penis size or, body image in itself played a role in whether you're going to be in doing this or not, because most people are self-conscious about how they look. And wasn't there something that you saw that height and weight, or was it?
Yeah, height and weight proportion. I mean, I can see how that can play a part, but I mean, I guess. But okay, if you are wanting to, if you're a female and you're like, okay, well, this dick isn't working for me. Let me go ahead and get another dick. But I really like this dude. Let me go ahead and see if he wants to swing. But the guy's not confident enough to do it. I can see how he would want to be under the influence, under some kind of drugs to kind of be okay with it for the other person. I think it's harder for girls. I think most female have to be emotionally and physically physically attracted to the guy, and then they get involved emotionally with the guy. Versus the guy would just kind of see a hole, put a dick in it, and go on with their life.
True. Okay. I don't know, but I feel like, I mean, we just need a swinger guy here to educate us on this, because see, to me, I would think it would be harder for the guy. Performance anxiety, being with another dude there, and like automatically comparing. And even if you don't find, like, I'm not gonna even glance at it because I'm secure of my manhood. I think there would still be some sort of anxiety that builds up with it. And then if you drink too much, your shit stops working.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? If you take a pastillita, you have to wait the 20 minutes. I don't know, like, saca la
Ha
pompita and pump it up, whatever, like, but
pump the jam.
pump it up. So I feel like it would be tougher on guys because at the end of the day, they have to have something to insert, right? I mean, yes, you can do the whole fingering or bring a dildo out or whatever, but if you're swinging, I think the ultimate goal is to have a foreign penis into the female body. And I think it would be disappointing to know that my partner was able to, like, get shit done, but I wasn't, because this mama huevo decided to, like,
Not work.
yeah.
I get it. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, the guy has to really mentally be there. I can see that.
Right?
Yeah,
Because you
because then
get
they'll be
the
soft
girl,
serving and shit, and
yeah, you're gonna,
yeah, what
like,
the hell is that? Get it on my face.
why are we here right
Oye,
now?
Mickey Mouse, saca
Wasting
Mickey
my
Mouse, I got a mean, por favor.
Well, the girl, you could just, like, spit in it, lube it up, whatever, and then, all right, let's
Yep.
rock and roll. You
Yep.
know what I mean? It's much easier. I don't know.
I can see your point on that. I can see. But I mean, I think more so, because again, if the guy's confident, la tiene grande, se crepa bichulo, él va a querer with everyone, para arriba,
That's
abajo,
true
todo el
too.
mundo. Aquí coge pinga everybody.
You get them just like a car wash of dicks. Just everybody getting dicks slapped.
And then if they're not, then it's like, oh, okay, maybe today, maybe another day. I think it all depends on the guy versus the girl. I mean, girls get in their head way too much, way too fast. They go from 0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah, bro, but you tell the girl, "Mami, qué linda te ve. Oh my God, you're so hot," or whatever. They'll believe it immediately, and all of a sudden, they just get loose and they loosen up. They're much easier.
Loosey
Yeah, I think girls are much
goosey.
easier to, like, please, especially if you acknowledge the work that they put in. You know what I mean? If they have, like, stuff done, like, "Oh, you look good," like, the way, whatever. Even if they don't, like, "Oh, I like an all natural girl." Listen, You can sell a bitch anything. Girls are in the market to always buy something. This is why retail is geared towards women. So,
Like, we have like a whole store for candles. You never see guys in there unless it's like them buying a gift for their mom or girlfriend,
right.
you
Or
know,
they work there.
or they work there.
Yeah. And usually they're not straight. That doesn't matter, but typically guys are.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, like you can sell a bitch anything. You just all you have to really tell her is like, look, I promise this dick is gonna stay hard the entire time. It's gonna be more than just like 2 minutes, and you know what? I'm game. I've been disappointed so often that this low bar that has been set, you meet, like, all right, I'm cool with it. So my vote still goes to the guy. It's harder on the guy, I think.
Interesting. I mean, they can always strap on, you know. Are we gonna be able to, nowadays, like these dildos, like can you even tell the difference? Like there's dildos that squirt at you and like come, they literally come.
Pause.
Are
Seriously?
you serious? You've never seen
I've
that?
never seen that in my life. In my life. Oh my God, I feel like such a schoolgirl
Oh
next to you. I feel like
my
a
God. You've never
nun.
seen the lady was cracking up because I saw it at the sex store and I was like, if I freeze cum and then I melt it and I pour it into this and then it, you know, would it work? She's like, oh my God. I was like, because what else would I put in there if it's not cum? She's like, anything but that. I was like, chocolate, huh?
You know, it ruins your pH balance.
Chocolate. You know when you want to eat chocolate, just and then you're just watching TV and you're
Of course. Some Nutella
yeah,
and
some
like some warm
Nutella.
Nutella.
Yeah, but yeah, there's a dildo that just, you know, it ejaculates.
That sounds like fun. Do you have to work for it to ejaculate, or you just
You press
squeeze
a
it?
button.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not even
It would
like.
be fun if it were like a game, you know, that
Oh my
you would
God.
suck it until
The pie game, like the pie phase.
Yes.
Ring around the dick. And then we play ring around the dick, and then it goes off and squirts and your fucking comes on your face. You get a facial. You man, like,
That's
I'm having a
awesome.
facial party, ladies. Come over. And then we're just
Going
panning around the
around.
dick and coming to face.
Make it interesting and put like three or four dicks in rotation.
Yeah, that's hilarious. But yeah, you can always use toys. Toys are definitely, I want to say, or what's the word I'm looking for? Underrated or,
Used, do you think, in the
yeah, like
bedroom?
it's just people don't have them, don't use them. There's a whole Toys R Us full of them. It's so many different things that you have to, the amount of different things that there is out there, you know, to do with a partner sexually while you're swinging or you're monogamous, just, you know, sexually, you just have to find yourself and be there for your partner and you guys can learn so much and do so much. It's really, you know, it's all in the palm of our hands really nowadays.
Why do you think people, other than, other than preference, right? But what do you think it drives people to want to be swingers? Why do you think they would have that preference?
I feel like a lot of people aren't really, you know, they really can't be fulfilled by just one sexual partner. You know, there's people with a much higher sex drive and they like to venture out and, you know, sometimes also too, it may get boring, the same thing over and over, and it may spice up because if I see a bitch working hard, my man, I'ma work harder. Like that's my man,
It's
bitch,
competition.
get off. Yeah, like you know, it also, I feel like if you have the trust in the relationship, it will build it stronger in that sense. That it's like, hey, you know what? Like, and also knowing that your man can please other women also makes you want him even more and look up to him even more as a man, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess we're just sold this whole idea of being with one person, etc.,
We are.
that
Absolutely.
when that we look at the swinging community as if it were,
The devil.
I mean, yeah, like if it's the abnormal, when maybe it's really the normal and they've just been hidden because of everything else that's being
Yeah.
sold to us, you know?
Absolutely. I can see that. Very much so. I can see that.
But then again, I could also see where people just have a preference to be with one other person. I mean, again, like for me, I think it was, I don't really want to, like if I'm with someone lately, I just like to be with that one person. And when I say lately, in the last few years, you know, where it doesn't really interest me. Like I wanted something a little a deeper connection, and it wasn't just about the sex, you know, because the sex is somewhat easy to come by, and it doesn't, it's not as fulfilling as good communication or combining interests or spending time with this person or whatever. Really, sex has gone down the list of priorities for me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I can see why, like, different bands, right? The swinger band versus the monogamous band or whatever can exist and can coexist. But I don't think either one of them have to, they're like, their one's better than the other one. You know what I mean?
No, and honestly, there's people who have, tried the lifestyle for some time and, taken a break or never gone back to it, or vice versa. You can try it ultimately and not like it and never do it again.
It's like
You
an
know,
itch.
that's
Yeah.
yeah. It's just a thing that you want to do and you decide, okay, let's do it, and then you decide it's not for you. It's all about trying it out, whatever you're comfortable with, whatever you and your partner are comfortable with, and just having that mutual respect for each other and communication throughout the whole process, really. Just to make sure that whatever relationship you've built doesn't get hurt because of this. So it's really, I think, honestly, if you're happy, you love that person, and you really want to try something out with that person, why not? It's the community's out there. There's so much research, there's so much coaches, there's a lot of information out there for you to try it, and like I said, the 17 Exotica is gonna have a show and they're gonna do a conference there. It's really how you feel for it and how you feel up to it with your partner.
How hard do you think it is to find? Because being single and finding just one motherfucking person is hard enough. Do you imagine how difficult it may be to find a couple that you'd both be mutually interested in?
It is the, I want to say it is, in a sense, like I've had those apps on my phone, and it's really difficult to find, I think, something that you and your partner will mutually like, right? Because I think a lot of the times either the guy's horrendous or the girl's horrendous. But it was like it's not, it's, you really don't find two beautiful couples strolling on the street.
This is true.
You're like, oh la la,
Do you remember? So our
like Sofia
mutual.
Vergara and The Rock.
You know, I don't find The Rock that cute.
Oh, shut up, I'm
Like,
hanging up on you. Babe.
he's gotten
You
cuter
know what
throughout the
ruined him?
years.
Disney movies ruined him.
Fuck yes, they did. Well, he had to make that coin, bro. He had to make that coin. No, Stone Cold Steve Austin is still my babe.
Right.
No, dude, you know who's, I wouldn't mind if he decided to be a swinger. I'll be like, yes. Yeah, can you wanna, do you wanna sweat? Yes, I do wanna whatever. Henry Cavill, the Superman,
Which one? I'm too.
the last Superman. I think he's a British guy. Girl, oh my God, Clark Kent, he can eat this up, one piece at a time. Anyways, but he's not. I mean, you never know. Well, it would be so
Well, they
disappointing if he
say
was into.
the celebrities actually, and because again, like who else rich do you know that you're gonna fuck, right? Like what the hell? So celebrities have a huge swinging community.
Fuck
Yeah.
yes, they do.
'Cause who, they have
Well,
to
yeah, because
fuck
first of
amongst
all,
each other.
yeah, they
Like
do.
imagine, like it's acting community. They're all working for Warner Brothers and Disney and shit. Like
The Weinstein brothers
the So they
and politicians too. I mean, look
just,
at this
it's all
whole.
about the what is it, the NDA, the non-disclosure agreements. That's all it is.
Like, I think Leonardo DiCaprio, totally a fucking swinger.
Of
Totally.
course. Oh my God. Ooh, he's
Right?
so yummy
So
too.
something like that. George
Johnny
Clooney.
Depp.
Johnny Depp, but it's still Johnny Depp. No. I
You don't
said
think
Yoni
so?
Depp. No, he
Yoni
was with
Depp?
that girl and that that whole scandal. Do you remember?
Yeah, I know that he lost the Pirates of the Caribbean thing with the whole with her.
Yeah, because she was accusing him of beating
Beating
her,
her.
and it was really her beating him.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, he's a total softy.
Really?
He's like a
Aw.
nerd.
Aw.
Yeah.
He was swinging from those ships. I
Yeah.
was hoping.
What? Maybe he is. I would say he's more of like he likes to watch type of guy, more so than
Well, you
participate.
know what? If Johnny Depp doesn't swing, Jack Sparrow does.
He definitely does
And it's
swing.
the same thing to me. I mean, ultimately, whether you're a celebrity or my neighbor or a friend or family, I think, it's all about where you're happy, where you're content, and just more so having the knowledge, right? Having the